Whoa. Check out the new girl on the block.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Talking to myself. It's so embarrassing. Whenever there's a new girl, I always say to myself, check out the new girl on the block.
Oh, wait. You weren't talking about me?
Well, there's three new girls on the block, and you're only one
of
them.
She was talking about me.
Yeah, you're number two out of three on my hottie list.
I'm always number two.
But wait, who's that third girl by the window?
Real quick, you've moved a bunch and you're always number two.
Yeah. I'm always number two.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty good, but never the best.
I'm pity bumping you up to number one.
Oh.
I don't want it's a pity bump.
Okay.
But what about that girl in the window?
Yeah.
She hasn't said a thing.
Probably because she can't hear us because she's so far away.
Jet black hair, jet black eyes, jet black nails. She's a real Jenna Ortega type.
Yeah. And look, her hands are hidden. So
she's not that great, right, ladies?
Okay. I was trying to say something, but...
Sorry. Yeah, shut up, number two. We got bumped up number one.
I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we should get in there.
But that's the old manor. That hasn't been opened ever since I moved to town.
Yeah, and even she didn't open it. The door's sealed shut, so how'd she even get in there?
How'd she get in there?
It's all crickety.
Yeah, you can see a label on the door. It says, don't enter, too crickety.
Look, I don't care about you new girls. You're not even hot.
Oh, I knew it!
But that new girl, she's something special.
Yeah, she's the girl I want to ask to the winter formal.
Yeah, me as well.
And I think she's smart. I bet she can help me with my science homework. I'm someone else, a boy.
Okay. Well, let's plan it out.
Tomorrow.
We'll meet here at high noon.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight. Musical Monday. Musical Monday!
Whoa, where did that girl go?
Check your window.
Musical Monday!
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shade, Improv Broadway. Those are the three of our names, and we're at Improv Broadway, and you just heard the opening scene from the hit musical Check Your Window. A mystery show that has lots of unanswered questions.
And
question
lots
number
of new
one.
Girls.
And lots of new girls. This isn't New Girls, the show.
Mm-mm.
This is Check Your Window, the show with lots of new girls
new
and
girls
unanswered questions.
New girls moving into the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. This neighborhood is 90% new girls.
New girls.
That's a lot of turnover.
They've all moved into the house.
Yes.
And that makes our main character, Randy, pretty suspicious.
Randy, whom we've met before?
Yeah, he's the guy who said, every time a new girl moves in, he says,
check out the new girl.
Is he the one who wants to ask her to the winter formal?
No.
Is that someone else?
No, that
I
was
think
Bill.
That's someone
that's
else.
That's Chuckney.
Bill
Chuckney.
Chuckney
is always trying to hit on the
and,
new girls.
Well, and some of the new girls are also hitting on the new girl.
Right, that's normal.
She's wanted by all.
Yes.
And has spoken to none.
So they live in a town where whoever's the newest girl...
Is the hottest.
Is the hottest. But the second someone... But it's a problem because there's new girls moving
coming
all
constantly.
The time.
So it's a hot commodity. And the second you feel eyes on you and you bathe and you learn to crave the attention, it's moved on to somebody else.
Yeah, because yes. By then someone new has come.
It's like faster than Hollywood starlets.
But here's the loophole.
Okay.
You're only new once you've been met. And so if you're never met,
you're always
new.
So she's been new for years.
hiding in the manor with a sealed shut door.
Right. And how did she get in there?
And what did she seal it with?
Yeah. And was it the cat door?
And how does she use the bathroom?
Yeah, there's no bathroom inside the manor.
And how does she afford DoorDash? There's so many cardboard boxes in front of her door.
Yeah, and what's her job?
Yeah. How is she contributing to society?
Yeah, and like, what's her purpose?
There's a lot of questions. Almost none of those get answered, but I think maybe a couple of them.
Maybe. At least 50%. But they're not what matters.
No.
What matters is Randy.
Is Randy. Because all eyes are on her constantly, the town is shocked when, for the first time, she leaves the manor. And where does she go? To Randy's
house. I really like the song where Randy is playing Xbox down in his basement and the doorbell rings.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
And they meet.
They meet.
Ding dong, two fateful words that the doorbell says. It's a voice doorbell.
Yeah, you push the button and the Siri goes, ding dong.
Ding dong.
Inside.
Yeah. In this song, ding dong, in love.
Which is all about their first meeting.
Yeah.
And falling in love.
Okay. Fast and furious.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. Ear? Hey, you're the new girl, right? From down the street? It's pretty cool. Hey, nice to meet you, that is. What's your name? Let me shake your hand. I gotta be honest, chick. You're pretty high demand.
My name is Kathy. Ghosts.
What?
Because the manor is haunted, and this is the first time they let me loose. I've been raised by the undead, and it's messed with my perfectly shaped head. And for the first time, I've seen the living, and ooh, the goosebumps it's giving.
Ding, ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong, in love. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, in love. I don't know if it's the spooks or specters that make me want to respect her. She's different. I want to be a good host, and I don't think it's because she comes from ghosts. I'm Brad. I always just date the girls and leave them straight to the curb. But the spooky Casper-esque girl, I think I'm falling in love with her.
Sorry, I think I'm at the wrong house. What? I meant to come to Randy's door.
What did I say my name was?
Now that I found a man named Brad, I'm desperate for more.
Sorry, I'm Braddy Randy Brandelson. Sometimes I switch around each of my names.
Oh, good, 'cause I know I'm not supposed to do this to guys, but your pecs make me want to objectify. Ding dong, ding dong, in love. Ding dong, ding dong,
ding dong,
in love. And you're not dead, I can feel the blood in your veins. Wow, it's so nice to not just walk through a phantom specter that is you.
I know I'm pretty cool, I'm not like other guys. You're probably only used to dating poltergeists, but you know that I will grasp her. I'm your fleshy boy, fleshy Casper. Ding dong,
ding dong,
a ding dong, a ding dong, ding dong, in love. Ding dong, ding dong, a ding dong, don't ditch, 'cause we're in love.
Fire, because I found someone who inspired.
you now, I need you to save. For you, I would raise from the grave.
You got me all lovey-dovey, almost as hot as Haunted Mansion Eddie Murphy. Do you dare invite me inside? I've never met.
Spicy.
Ghosty.
So ghosty.
Pepper. Ghost pepper. Ah!
So, yeah. So
that's why she'd never left, is because the ghosts prevented her from going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then the ghosts decided she should get married.
Yeah.
The very traditional ghosts. They say the first guy you date, you have to marry because it's not proper unless...
Because they're from the 1800s.
Right.
And so they're like, you were alone with him without a chaperone.
That means you're engaged.
Seal the deal.
Yeah. She was like, please let me go make friends. They're like, okay, fine. It's been years and years.
Right.
But then right away...
She finally wore them down. Mm-hmm. But right away, she was unchaperoned with a boy.
Yep.
A Randy, no less.
And so she goes home.
A Randy, because the other meaning for Randy is...
Randy.
Oh my God, sexual, wow. I think.
In Britain, any British people out there? But she goes home to her ghost parents. One is a portly, stout man. The other is impossibly thin. And one of them says, it's a horrible day for a wedding.
It's a very bad day.
I'm glad that you brought up the parental thing, because it's not totally clear in the script. There's just this, you know, these two old ghosts.
Yeah. Right. Well,
there's actually kind of a fun story about
adopted parents.
Yeah, yes. About how the ghosts found her when she was in need of help, and they kind of, you know,
it takes
her.
A ghost village to raise a flesh baby.
Yeah.
Right.
It does.
A flesh baby, and that's what they call her.
Yeah. How many parents does the child need? One, maybe two, maybe three. But if they're ghosts, like five or six.
Five or six, and she does. She has two, Emily Dickinson and her secret lover. They're raising her as well.
She's got Edgar Allan Poe and his child cousin wife.
She's got, who's that lady who wrote Mysteries and then...
Agatha Christie?
Yes, Agatha Christie.
She's there.
Not an 1800s person, but she died around the area.
The two main ghosts are from the 1800s, but there's ghosts from all over the time.
Right.
Just because of the strongest personalities doesn't mean you can't have others.
Yeah. OJ people die every day, Zach.
OJ Simpson?
Is he still alive?
He is, but...
His spirit.
The ghost of his innocent self. As John Mulaney said in Oh Hello, he broke his 47-year non-killing streak, and when he murdered that day, a part of him also died. So O.J. Simpson's innocent self is there as well.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't see a lot of him, though.
Me too.
At the end, you just hear him say, you take care.
Yeah. Drives away the ghost Bronco.
Yes.
So yeah, so they're all planning this wedding, and they're all giving her marriage advice. It's a bit of a montage-y song, lots of different characters coming in.
Yeah, fun marriage advice from just the old customs that you're like, glad we evolved past that.
Yeah,
like she's trying to get excited about it, but all she's like, Randy has no idea what's going on.
Right.
It's making me a little bit nervous.
Right, but she's also...
I'm gonna have to come on so strong.
She's really only grown up with these ghosts, and, you know, and they all lived strange lives, so she really doesn't know what the status quo is.
Yeah,
she's doing her best.
Yeah, right, so...
All she knows is she grew up with 6+ ghosts and... fell in love and got engaged to the first person she met in a doorframe.
Yeah.
Right. And she's trying to figure out, like, what is normal and what has she grown up that's normal, that isn't normal. It's actually just because of 1800 ghosts that have made her feel like.
Yeah,
right.
But that's really not what this song is about. This song is just them giving her some weird, weird A advice.
Yes. And is it called It's a Terrible Day for a Wedding? Or is it called marriage advice, or is it called?
It's a, I think it's called, it's a decadent day for a wedding.
A decadent day for
and
a
then,
wedding.
And then in parentheses, a terrible day for advice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, yeah, right. That's all we'll say there. A decadent day for a wedding.
But it isn't what you're thinking about. It's not an exact replica of that.
Of course not. I mean, I wouldn't even know other than beyond that first line.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you that the composer of this musical has never heard of whatever song you guys are referencing. Right.
And that's perfect. Yeah. Because it's not that.
And another composer, a lyricist, has only seen it once and then heard one line of it over and over again randomly throughout
randomly,
their life.
Randomly, because their best friend quotes it whenever something has gone wrong.
Yes.
Like they, you know, she ran out of her favorite tortilla chips or...
Say less. Okay. Let's begin this song. It's a decadent day for a wedding.
Okay.
It's a decadent day for a wedding. It's a decadent day for a wedding. Dust the blinds, clean the windows, and change the bedding. A decadent day for the wedding.
Make sure to wear a swimsuit that covers all your calves. It's important to be modest when you mate with your other half.
Make sure you bear him children every Tuesday of the month. It's your job to raise posterity, and there's no time for fun.
It's a decadent day for a wedding.
It's a decadent day for a wedding. It's all downhill, it's like sledding. It's a decadent day for a wedding. Black and black eyeshadow, that's how you know you're full of woe. And cherish her every single day that you can, 'cause you might lose your Mrs. Poe.
If you feel an urge to off your husband, then make sure to write it all down for prosperity to learn from.
It's a decadent day for a wedding. It's a decadent day for a wedding.
Get vaccinated so you don't get polio.
Hey, and if you need someone to drive you to the church, you can drive in my white Ford Bronco. All right, you take care.
It's a decadent day for a wedding.
It's a decadent day for a wedding. Give your husband your all, your everything. It's a decadent day for a wedding. Mostly cute.
Mostly cute.
Yeah, mostly cute.
Mostly
yeah.
cute stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they primp.
OJ's pretty sweet.
He's pretty sweet. Again, this was
the soul
the
of
nice
his innocence.
The soul. OJ's soul of innocence is so sweet.
Yeah.
How would he know that his white Ford Bronco would mean anything else other than a wedding chariot?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In his mind, he's a knight in shining armor.
And she doesn't know either.
She's sheltered.
No, she's been in
so, and that's why, like, when she's talking to me, she's like, OJ's the best.
OJ's amazing.
He's my hero.
And she tells that to
She says,
her,
I
want to
be just like OJ when I grow up.
I hope our relationship is just like OJ's and his wife.
Right. And he's perplexed, but he's also blinded by beauty.
By beauty.
And by smarts.
By smarts. She is brilliant.
She's really smart. She does math equations.
Yeah. Like, does she know? I mean, OJ, no, but she does math like a whiz.
Yeah, and she does it to the song. Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-ba-dup. Is that the song in
That's
the
from
movie?
Matilda.
Oh, yeah.
When she does her second
guitars. Pretty one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't have telekinesis. She does math to that song.
Right.
Just like Matilda.
Yeah.
Right, no
but
magic.
When you see her do math, you're like,
just math.
Does she have math? She's so good at math, it could be magic.
Yeah.
Right. Magic. And which is kind of cool because as she's planning this wedding, Randy's like, okay, I guess. Like, he's here for it.
I think we're in high school. We talked about prom.
Yeah.
But you're so beautiful. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so this song is their wedding vows. From two, you know, it's their graduation day. And they're getting married on their graduation day.
On their 18th birthday.
On their 18th birthday. And so this is their song. And by the way, this does not condone 18-year-old marriages.
No, not at all. If you do it, you're gross.
And that's...
You get married at 18, you're nasty.
And that's what the playwright says in the pamphlet.
Lots of asterisks and disclaimers.
Right, and saying, like, you're statistically more likely to get divorced.
Yeah, if you wait marry that till young. You're in your 30s. Your marriage will last longer if you get married in your 30s.
Yeah. So, their wedding vows, just from, you know, whatever you think two, like, awkward kids could possibly say who have only known each other for 5 days.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in the song.
Yeah.
Yes, and it starts off really beautiful, but as is customary in this town, in the middle of their vows, the priest asks, does anyone have any objections?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all I'll say is it's the newest girl in town. Yeah. And the groom, Brad Randy Brandelson, is tested. Does he truly love his bride, or is he really just enamored with the new girl in town?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because we know that at 2 o'clock, when wedding time is, that's also when the bus arrives into town. So.
Oh, packed full of new girls.
The new shipment in town.
Let's not call it a shipment.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that word.
Well, ship them. It's a new ship them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, to ship them together.
Ship them together.
Yep. The new ship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this song called
We're Getting Married Now? Question mark.
Yeah.
We're getting married now? Wow. You're so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Did they stitch your name into your wedding dress? Can you read that to me? Michelle, I...
Wait, Kathy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It is?
I am, yeah.
You are.
Don't question me.
Of course I can't. You're as beautiful as a flock of doves as they're cresting the sky. You're as wonderful as a quarterback who is also a really great guy. You're as slender man, if slender man was only 5'2". But I don't care about your body frame, I care about what you think and do. Oh, I vow I love you till the end of time, and every day I will make you mine, and our lives will always rhyme, a true couple in time. Because I know that you're my why, and our life together is the how, and we're the answer to the question, are we getting married now?
Are we getting married now?
I think so.
Are we getting married now?
Oh, I think so.
It's happening, but how?
The priest.
Are we getting married now? I like you. I like you a lot.
Me too.
That's what I thought. So I'm writing on a piece of paper, do you like me, yes or no? You can circle the one you want with the crayon that I borrowed from my ghost uncle.
Oh, I'll take this paper, oh, it's not enough. I cross out both answers and I write in love. I don't just like you, babe. I will love you for now and for every day.
I never got to ride on the school bus, but I wish every bench was filled with
enough to engage in Congress.
So we're not old enough to go on a marathon, but we're old enough to get married for a long time.
If anyone here objects, speak now or forever hold your... Wait for it. 58. 59.
I object.
2 o'clock.
I object. Me. I'm the newest girl in town.
She sounds just like me.
And the whole world's admiring me. Take a look at my baby tee. It says I'm the newest girl in town. Don't you want a taste of this? It's so new and fresh. Don't you want to leave your fiancé for this hot tiny bay? What do you say for the newest girl in town?
Every day of my life, I've always chased the shiny new toy. I don't mean to be that way, I'm just an easily bored boy. Yes, it's true, you're the freshest girl in town. That's something I can't take from you. But every time I blink and open my eyes, you to me are new. So I still do. How about you? Incredible.
And they get married.
They get married.
And the other new girl, you know, she's sad, but then like another new girl comes and she gets over it.
And the whole yeah. broken system continues forward. They broke the system.
Yeah.
Because every time he opens his eyes, she's new to him.
Yeah. And if you feel like if this writing is really two-dimensional, just know it was inspired by Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf. Yes. And when the new girl comes, and he is so obsessed with her for no reason.
And he's gross, and she's like, you're different.
Yeah, she's like pretty cool. She yeah. seems like mm-hmm. like fun to hang out with, yeah. and he's only creepy and perverted.
Just picture Shia LaBeouf from Disturbia and the cute girl from Disturbia. And yeah, that's the
pretty much, yeah, they basically made it into a musical, but no murder, just ghosts.
No murder, no broken just, legs, no ankle yeah. monitors, no nothing. Yeah,
and just half murders, which is when they're almost like,
man, what is this missing? The innocent soul of O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
Well, he was yeah. he was the ring bearer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was my favorite part.
He was my favorite part. And he put it on their fingers and then he said, you take care. And then he faded off into heaven. That was his unfinished business.
Yeah.
And
it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Well, that's the musical.
That's it. And, you know, I kind of feel like we got married through this. Because what is marriage? Two people making a commitment to each other to show up every day. And we're showing up every week for you. And you commit to showing up every week for us, we hope. And if not... Well, we get to keep the kids, which is Caleb and all our episodes. But let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about the future, because every day is like our wedding day when you're here with us at...
Musical Monday.
You take care.
Vroom, 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 vroom.